This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and I've seen Magic Mike XXL 4 times, and I will only vote for a candidate who does the same.
I'm Brandi Posey, and of course 50 Shades of Grey was a hit. We think leather seats and cars are a luxury.
I'm Tess Barker, and I just paid $2 to avoid a free hug.
This is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Lady to Lady, Lady to Lady.
Yeah, so, Tess Barker just rejected my hug, but I feel okay.
Oh, I would always take a free hug from you.
Wait, what does that mean? Did you really do that?
Yeah. You know those guys who like stand out on the promenade offering free hugs?
Freegans.
The promenade? Yeah. Where are you going to the promenade?
I had a show on the west side.
Okay.
And I was walking by to my, you guys have seen the free hug people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I just give him $2 because I want a hug.
Yeah. Was he like, that's his game. That's his game. Hugs are free. Everything else you gotta pay.
Good karma costs money.
Come see. Speaking of hugs, we'll hug all of you. Actually, we do hug everyone in the intro of our live shows.
Yeah, we definitely do.
September 7th at the Upright Citizens Brigade Sunset Theater, Los Angeles, California, 8:30 p.m. Come see us. We're going to have a live show. It's going to be super fun.
Here's what you're going to do. You're going to go to your Labor Day party.
Labor Day.
Labor Day.
Yes.
I thought it was Memorial Day.
Belabor.
The labor. You're going to go do the labor and then get a nice buzz going. Yeah. Hop in a lift.
Get a nice buzz.
Come to UCB.
Hop in a lift. Take a nap in the lift.
Yeah. Have that party, baby, and then come on over.
Slam
and
some
party
hot dogs.
Baby.
Let's say goodbye to summer lady to lady style.
I'm thinking
we're never saying goodbye to summer.
Yeah.
Other shit. I'm doing a Southern tour, 9/11 through 9/20-ish in the South with James Austin Johnson, who's very cute. I might fuck him. And I don't know. I don't know when anything's happening in that. But I think we're doing Atlanta at least on 9/14.
You're definitely doing 69.
Oh. Actually, we haven't done that yet. Anyway, okay. So
you know, we only have like
69's like not
horrible.
It's a novelty. You do it once and then you're like, well, it happened.
Yeah. If I'm really drunk, I might.
Yeah.
But
it doesn't.
Even
but then
it.
Like, but if I'm really drunk, then I have whiskey clit and it's like, you need some concentration. I can't be sucking
yeah.
dick
yeah.
at the same time.
That's way too much coordination for right. sobriety or
I'm not a fucking cheerleader.
No.
That should be a DUI checkpoint. That should be what you have
Did
to do.
Just 69.
Yeah, can you pull it off?
So anyway, come watch us do 69 on stage in the South, Nashville, Atlanta, all that places. Follow me on Twitter to find that out because I don't know what it is yet.
Mm-hmm. And then I have a picture this Friday at the Nerd Melt Theater. It's a Cartoon Network edition. So we have a bunch of animators and voice actors from Cartoon Network shows. And then next week.
Do they do stuff like this? Hi!
Oh,
a cartoon. Is that a good cartoon?
That's a really good one.
I might be able to get you hired.
Oh, thank you.
Hi, I am a cartoon.
Hi,
I am a cartoon.
Cartoon noise.
I make funny things.
There we go.
Whoa.
Whoa. That's one that says comedy.
That's true.
That's great.
That's true.
And then next week at the Pinup Girl Clothing Shop in Burbank, California, I'm doing a ladies' night comedy show. It's free, and we're all going to be wearing dresses.
The show's so
it's
fun.
Really
it's
fun.
A really fun show. Best dressed audience.
Go shopping, watch a comedy show. What's better?
Their clothes are so good, too.
I know. They're I love it so much. But come to those.
And again, I have my storytelling show. It's free every Monday at 8 in Eagle Rock at Colorado Wine Company.
Hell yeah.
Come see that.
And let's bring on our guest, shall we? She's very funny comedian. You can check her out on Twitter at Tracy Mark. It's Tracy Marquez. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Sorry you threw up before this.
Oh, it's fine. No way preventing that. It's a shout
That's
out.
So true.
It's going to happen sometimes.
It was either like in the toilet or on the bus, so I picked the toilet.
Good call.
Responsible citizen.
Thank you. I thought so too.
I hate having to make that call.
Yeah, of like doing it or holding it in.
Yeah. Because you don't want to. It's like everything.
I hate throwing up so much.
Me too.
I always feel better afterwards though.
We bonded now.
You guys are bonded. I don't really mind it that much.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
You don't mind it?
Not really.
Oh, you don't. You're my favorite picture of you.
It is a great photo. It's a beautiful photo.
Oh, yeah. I got really drunk and I had to make myself throw up a bunch and I took a bunch of selfies next to the toilet.
That's great.
And she just has this look of pure happiness on her face.
Yeah. You've never been more at peace with yourself than in that photo.
I'll find it. It's insane. It's the craziest.
Yeah, I'd love to see that.
Yeah, it's really good. I need a cross stitch of that. Oh my God, wouldn't that be awesome?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. Oh yeah, barfing.
Talking about barfing. Yeah.
Barfing, yakking, throwing up,
hurling,
ralphing,
hurling.
Ooh, throwing chunks? Not throwing chunks.
Blowing chunks.
Okay. Yeah.
Throwing chunks.
Just throwing it. I mean, you could
like
throw it.
Barfing in your hand and throwing it. probably be it.
Just hacky sack in your puke.
Yeah.
I want to talk about something really serious. No, it's not really. I do have a would you rather for the beginning of this. I'm just going to do it.
Okay, just do
fuck it. We don't have to do the theme song. I was on a plane ride and...
I could sing the theme song if you'd like.
Do it!
Yeah.
Would you rather? No, I'm gonna do it.
Yes!
That was close, right?
That was close.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we had it.
Oh,
somebody.
Holy shit. Shout out to Tristan. Oh, He's a New York fan. He came to the New York Picture This that we did a couple weeks ago, and he sang Lady Problems to me, and he was the best audience member. Tristan, you're the man. Thank you so much for coming to the show.
Tristan.
You're my favorite person to meet.
Okay, so anyway, yes. I'll do the story first, and then the would you rather. I sat next to this girl of Southwest. So, you know, she was coming down the aisle with like her BFF and she was like probably 16 or something.
Yeah.
And she's coming down the aisle with her like best friend in the whole world. She has blue hair and like an oversized like Batman sweatshirt.
Okay.
And I'm like, man, this girl's cool.
Really? You thought that because of Brandy?
Yeah.
Probably. It's definitely. She did look like a young Brandy.
Sweet.
But and just like really just this like cool chick. So she gets like her and her BFF have that moment where they realize they're going to have to sit separately.
Aww.
And like it, I feel like it was a very hard moment for them.
No, when you're 16, that's devastating.
Yeah, and the girl was like seemed like very kind of like shy. She literally would not look up. Like she sat in her seat, and I wanted her to think I was cool so badly.
Oh,
I've never felt more old in my life than that because I was like, why do I want her to think I'm cool? So I started like I had this hat that I just bought, this like stupid hat with like a pink brim and like. Birds all over it.
Uh-huh.
This really annoying hat. I was like had it like attached to my bag, and I kept trying to be like, "Yeah, I just got this hat."
Did you say, "Yeah, just got this hat"?
I tried to show off the hat.
So you're kind of just like casually kind of
yeah, just like
it
ooh, I got to fuss with my excuse me, fuss with my purse that I'm
oh my god.
And she like wasn't paying attention,
sure.
and then. I was like, okay, I'll like look up some music on my phone and like, you know.
Oh no,
kids like music.
Are you going to win her over?
Yeah. And my phone doesn't have any music on it except the U2 album.
Oh no.
thing that was on there.
Oh my god, that's awful.
I was like, this could not be the worst.
Like you definitely aged yourself 20 years.
Yeah, it was just like I just had no other option. Anyway, she literally didn't look at me the whole time. She kept looking like longingly over at her best friend.
You didn't offer to trade?
No, because I was like, I wanted an aisle seat because I knew I was going to have to pee. So,
you can't. Was the other one in the middle?
She's not
that
cool.
In the middle. No, yeah. She's not cool enough to give up.
Oh, hell no. I'm not sitting in the middle for no one.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. So, but it was just like a really weird. I was like, why do I want this so much?
That's
really weird about it.
I think if I've ever wanted to impress a teenager since I've been a teenager. I guess I do that for work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just for kids.
It's true.
Why I wanted it so much, but I just did.
Well, they're cool.
Yeah. That blue hair, man.
The blue hair. Yeah. It was like the sweatshirt.
That's pretty cool.
It was all,
yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
So anyway, that all happened. And then like on the, that was on the flight there, whatever. Another flight I had, we were on the plane, and then they were like, hey, we just found out that we're going into LAX, and they don't really have room for us, so we're going to be sitting in this plane for 45 minutes.
Ugh.
And you can either, like, you know, you can get off the plane and walk around if you want. We really don't want you to do that, because then we're going to have to find you all, and it's really hard to find everyone. But, like, you couldn't. They basically, like, warned us against doing this, and it was, I usually can travel fine, but it was like the smelliest, like worst plane. Everyone was talking to each other. I was like, why is everyone fucking friends on this plane? Shut up. And so I was just going crazy. I started kind of having like claustrophobic, you know, shit.
When they keep in the runway, that's what happened. Yeah, I did the same thing.
It stresses me out. Like, I could have 3 hours in the air versus totally the 15 fine. Minutes on the runway. Yeah. And it's,
you want to
die.
Yeah,
it's maddening. Yeah.
It was like, and I was going crazy. And I was like, well, but if I give this up, somebody might take this aisle seat and I might have to sit in the middle. So this is the would you rather. Would you rather have to sit for 45 minutes on the tarmac or get and keep the aisle seat, or go back in the airport for like half an hour but give up your aisle seat?
I would definitely lose the aisle seat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking aisle seat.
It was hard.
Because how long were you going to be in the plane after that?
Like only an hour and a half, not that long.
I would have given up the aisle
seat.
Okay,
yeah, forget it then.
I ended up just, I like started freaking out, and I was like, I'm going into the thing, I don't care. And luckily, like, they left right after that, and I got to keep my seat. But
that's good.
It was like a moment where I was like, what am I going to have to do here?
Oh, man.
No, it's so panicky.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I don't know who we need to talk to about this, if it's the FAA or whatever. Someone, if you know, let us know. But there needs to be some kind of law passed. If I'm stuck on the tarmac, you need to give us free alcohol.
Yeah,
they did actually give us a free drink.
Oh, so. There you go.
There you go.
But not
alcoholic though.
Alcoholic,
oh, really?
But not while we were. It was like during
the flight
service on the flight.
No,
while
you
we
need
were,
it
like,
while you're panicking.
Yeah.
If you just brought me a fucking beer when you gave me that news, I'd be like, all right,
fine, I'll sit here. And
seriously, yeah, and like the air is not as good when they're you know, when it's just sitting there. So it was just like, yeah, if you'd had a cold beer or something, but it was. Man, it was life or death.
How much does it cost to give everyone on a Southwest flight who wants one a beer? Shitty beer.
Like negative money.
Yeah.
I don't know. Especially compared with like the complaints and all the.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah, it makes sense just to do it.
The problem with air travel is like you're not even looking at like the cost to bullshit ratio. Mm-hmm. Like we would complain a lot less if you would just stop treating us like peasants occasionally.
Yeah, free beer once in a while and we're all fine.
Yeah.
9/11 probably wouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
Or it would have, but everyone on the plane would be like, oh, right,
we have beer.
Yeah,
crack
we had a fine.
Just crack a cold one, man.
Yeah.
The last time I was on a flight, I heard the worst child name that I've heard in a while.
Oh, what was that?
Brashton.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck is that shit?
That's awful.
And it was a mom just being like, Brashton! And like that tone, that back of the
that
throat
tone.
Brashton!
Let me guess, Brashton cried the whole time?
Yeah, without a doubt.
Of course!
Yeah. And he also had the biggest iPad, and he was the smallest child. Just staring and crying.
That is the thing, though. Like when, you know, because we talk about this like a lot. Like if we have kids, like are we going to let them like have access to, man, on a flight or whatever in public? You look at that thing as much as you want. Just don't.
That's the thing.
Yeah. Like, yeah. You need that virtual babysitter while you're around like other humans.
I feel
right?
like I would drug my child before I did that, though.
Yeah?
I'd just be like, yeah, take a Benadryl, pass out.
Yeah.
Or just in general.
Make him pull an all-nighter.
Yeah.
There you go. Keep him up the night
Stay
before.
Stay up as long as you want. Cartoons. Here's a soda.
Yeah.
And then pass out on the plane.
Yeah.
Why don't they just have a separate plane for kids?
That'd be so cute.
Wait,
is it just like all kid passengers?
Like it's a little side buggy plane that's attached to the regular
plane. Wait, did we talk about the adults only airline idea? Was that on the show?
I think maybe.
I feel like we've talked about that.
Probably. Adults only airline?
Yeah, how great that would be.
That would be great.
Isn't that just like front row?
First class.
Front yeah, it's basically first
Well,
class.
On Southwest, yes, it is front row.
Yeah.
I fucking love Southwest so hard.
It's the best. Too.
Oh my God. They're like I just love how shameless they are. Like they're like, yeah, we're not even gonna try to be sexy. We're fucking, do you want a cheap ticket? Yeah. Then line up like it's a Greyhound station and get fucking.
Yeah, that's
honest.
That.
They're honest.
Yeah. Exactly. When are they gonna change that? When are they gonna change that method? Someday, right?
I like it.
I like it. I prefer it.
Yeah.
I prefer it. I like the gamble. I like the gamble of not knowing where I'm gonna end up
so
on the plane. I love it.
Me too.
I love it when I'm on top of it. Like I'm usually on top of it, but this last time I wasn't, you know? Mm. And like when you get that C, those early C's, I'm like, oh fuck.
It's a good day when you check in an A group. You're just like got my shit together, feeling real good.
Oh yeah.
I was like, one time a couple years ago, I checked in super late and the person in front of me was wearing like a full on furry bunny suit. And I was like, oh, cool. The furry is more responsible than I am. They checked in before I did. Cool. Awesome. That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at right now in my life.
They wore it on the plane?
Yeah. They like wore, it was like a full bunny suit with like ears and everything. And they had a backpack on their back.
Like the head thing too?
Yeah, yeah.
Head too?
They were holding their head like on the side. Their head was like a carry-on.
You can't also have a computer bag with that.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Can I see some ID, please? It's just a picture of a jelly bean. I mean, that's
amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
That sounds wildly uncomfortable, but God bless them. Like, I would be so excited if I was on a plane with a bunny.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
I think there should be ways.
I'd be pissed though if they went before me.
Yeah.
Like if I
know. I was
more
like
responsible. Yeah.
They checked in before I did.
They bummed me out.
Think about it though. If you fell asleep next to them, you'd have like a pillow.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That would be sweet.
I think that there should be way more like live entertainment and shit going on planes. Like, I don't know, what if there was a plane that did, people did a musical in the...
There are those. Every 3 months, the cast of Aida.
I know, but you know, I mean, like, on purpose, you know what's going to happen.
Just, like, singing on the plane.
You would have to know that that's the flight you were signing up for.
Oh, no, I know. That's why I said on purpose.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say, if that happens...
Yeah, if you're not ready for it...
Oh, my God.
That's if you're not ready for that shit.
No. I mean, for me, it would be fine, but...
Yeah.
Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I might even prefer a surprise.
Yeah. Well, you like getting pranked, and...
I do.
You're down for whatever, I feel like.
Yeah.
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 So it wouldn't matter.
No.
Yeah.
I just sleep on flights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like shitty sleep, though.
I'm good. It doesn't bother me.
Really?
I can pass that anywhere. I'm really good at, like
fulfilling sleep?
Yeah. I'm good at just sleeping, sitting up. Totally no problem.
For me, plane sleep is kind of like, I'm trying to think of like a, it's like when you eat Doritos, it's like, yeah, you're eating.
Yeah.
But then you feel really... like you want to die. After
yeah.
You, or
yeah.
kill yourself.
Like you somehow feel
first.
Worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not great, but it's like, I feel fine.
You don't need to sleep additionally on top of that?
No, not really. Not really. I feel good. I feel like I just like can just, it feels like shitty time travel when you just fall asleep and then you're in a new state. And you're like, oh, great.
Yeah, that is cool.
Oh, yeah. I need Xanax for that though.
Mm-hmm.
Personally.
Whoa. you've really gotten down to it, huh, guys? Talking about sleeping on planes.
Crushing it.
All right. Bye.
We are back. I'm Tess.
I am Barbara.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tracy.
Yay!
Yeah, you are.
Hell yeah.
And we're going to go through, we kind of like have a little grab bag here for the second part, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to play a few games, mostly stuff that people have sent in to us. And we also want to talk, should we talk about this French Stewart one?
Oh yeah, that's awesome.
I got to look it up, but this listener wrote into us and told us that she and her boyfriend fucked to the French Stewart theme song, basically.
Yeah, she was just listening to the podcast and then decided to take a shower. The podcast was playing and then her boyfriend came over and was like, oh, don't mind if I do. And then like hopped in and then the French Stewart theme song started playing while they were having sex.
How hot is that?
Right?
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to forward that email to French. I think he's going to really get a kick out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you heard the French Stewart one?
No, I haven't.
Okay,
I knew he's on it because I'm listening backwards. So I get like spoiled but like also surprised.
Yeah,
it's
that must
weird.
Be weird to listen to them.
Yeah,
backwards.
I don't know why I chose
how
that
much should
way.
We repeat ourselves constantly? I feel like
no,
I
no not at
anything.
All yeah
are you watching cool. us like listening to it backwards, or are we getting shittier or better? Like yeah, are we better you... before?
No, it's still like consistent.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean like as
not
people
like,
yeah
oh you're worse just,
we're worse
no,
now
no I'm just kidding.
I mean I think like yeah that's
like our, what do you mean like your stories are less like crazy?
Well, I definitely had way more scandalous stories when we started for sure.
Yeah.
No, I feel like it's pretty consistent.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Well, that's good to know.
Okay, oh yeah, let's play the French song, my favorite.
French
I'm French Stewart.
French.
I'm French Stewart. I'm French Stewart. My career is not very good. I did Home Alone 4. I did Inspector Gadget 4. I did a lot of sequels. That's right.
He's French Stewart.
Wow. Yeah. Did Drake write that?
It's pretty sexy.
That was amazing. Yeah.
I'm going to put that on our Friends with Benefits jam.
Oh my, I mean, you have to know.
Yeah. Someone fuck to it. You have to.
Steamy song.
Yeah.
Were you guys thinking about having sex while you were listening to that?
Especially in the shower.
Yeah. I was. Well, now I am like
I'm a little turned on.
Since you wrote this.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, for sure, it's sexy.
I have a question. Yeah. Speaking of shower sex and 69ing, which one's worse?
69ing, because at least shower sex you're clean.
Yeah, it's fun. It is fun to have the clean.
And you have some sex.
And then 69, you're both messy at the same time.
Yeah, and then it goes half the shower. Yeah,
I think I'm gonna go shower sex is worse. Are we in a standard shower?
Yeah, I was gonna say we're talking like a handicap shower. Then all
you got a lot of bars around.
No, that's cheating.
Okay, okay, so we're talking like standard tub shower.
Standard tub shower.
Yeah,
because I really hate shower. Because then always one of you is dry and one of you is wet. Like it's hard to get under the.
To both get under the water.
I'm always the dry one.
You gotta rotate.
Yeah.
That is a. I just honestly, I can't answer.
You have to choose one.
I choose 69ing in the shower.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Slippery.
Okay, all right.
I think I want to try 69ing where I'm doing a handstand.
There you go.
I have done something similar.
Please explain.
We just saw Tess have the moment where she pictured it right there.
Yeah. It was more like a shoulder stand on the bed. So I was like, you know, shoulder stand in yoga?
Okay. Yeah.
So it was like a handstand, but I was on my forearms, legs up, 69ing.
Whoa.
Gotcha.
I feel like I would have a lot of trouble stabilizing and therefore might be trouble. I wouldn't want to like.
It's a lot of core work.
I wouldn't want to
keep that core engaged.
You know.
Yeah, what if you were about to fall and you just, oh, sorry.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so this is what she says. I don't know if she wants us to say her name or not.
Well, it's not then.
Hello, C. We'll call her C.
Yeah.
The other day I was in the shower and listening to your show when my boyfriend swung by to see. Oh, fuck, sorry. Someone just texted me. I got distracted.
Barbara.
I was in the shower and listening to your show when my boyfriend swung by to see if I wanted to grab breakfast. I think we were equally pleased and surprised with the situation, and he hopped in to join me. I was so enjoying the spontaneity, I didn't think about what was playing in the background. Next thing I know, we're banging in the shower to your French Stewart song. And not to overshare, but you're open with your life, so I'm just going to do it, is exactly to the song. Like, imagine a thrust on Not Very Good. In fact, I think the final thrusts, is there a better word to use there? I don't know. Timed out perfectly to the words. I was simultaneously into it and totally giggling in my head. The song ends pretty much exactly when we do, and then immediately Tess starts laughing. He just shook his head at me and said, I love you, but you can be really weird. That's so funny. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Such a great story.
Amazing.
What if they can both only come now? Listen to that.
Wow. Yeah.
I think
just on repeat with Tess's laugh.
Yeah.
Okay. Eventually they have to hire Tess to come in and laugh in person.
Just a post coital
like, my fingers and watch them.
Yeah. You and French, you guys can like tag up. You have a new business.
Yeah.
There you go.
That is so funny.
Oh my God, it's hilarious.
It's my favorite.
Now I want to try, but then I'd have to be listening to my own voice.
Yeah.
That seems a little strange.
Just put the theme song on loop. Make a loop of that.
Yeah, but we're still in there. You can't really hear us, though. Yeah.
It's That's enough. True. I don't need to I don't like to hear my own voice when I'm not fucking. Like, fucking is enough of a self-conscious situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need to add more to that.
Yeah.
I will say, I don't really listen to...
How does my voice sound right now?
Yeah.
I don't really listen
Did
to our...
Did you think
our...
that joke was funny, like, while you're...
Why aren't you laughing?
Yeah.
Come on, tell me how hot I am in the podcast and in real life. You're so weird. Tell me how hot I am on this podcast. Because I really say that to my boyfriend all the time. Yeah. Tell me how hot I am. No. He already says it. No, I don't really listen to our podcast much just because, I don't really like hearing my voice and whatever.
Right.
And it's fake and we're all dead. But I did, after that, like, really stressful plane ride, I don't know why, but I got in the shuttle to go back to the parking lot, and I, like, had to listen to it.
Aww. Calm me down.
Yeah, and it helped. I guess because it is, like, my friend, so, you know.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I should try to listen to it.
Getting picked up at the airport by your friend.
Yeah.
My phone, for whatever reason, it happened on tour a bunch, and then when I was home in Maryland, whenever I sync my phone to, hook up the Bluetooth to it, the last Karen Kilgariff episode always plays automatically. So So I hear all of us telling jokes like on every time I like hook my car up, my phone up to
the
car.
Yeah, and I was with her, so every weird. Like 10 minutes I'd just be like, I'm Barbara Gray, and I was like, oh, no.
That's so annoying.
Yeah.
Get away.
I don't even have that. It's not even on my phone. It's weird. Like, that one isn't even on there.
That's really weird.
Yeah.
My Apple TV plays Beyonce albums. I don't know. I don't.
That's not really a complaint.
That's
though.
Not a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. That seems like a great thing. Yes.
Okay. We got another suggestion from listener Anne. Do one of you guys want to read?
Yeah. She sent us a variation on the Fuck, Marry, Kill game called Date, Bathe, or Mate. Where would you want to have a 3 to 6 month relationship with somebody, give a bath to, or platonically raise a child with? And the bait, Dave, or mate is Britney, Beyonce, and Taylor Swift.
Ooh, I guess let's play the theme song.
Yeah.
Which we can sing over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you do this?
Date, mate, mate. We're gonna date you, bathe you, or mate you. Date. Marry, Kate.
We're gonna bathe your bathing mate and then take you and bathe you.
So.
Hope that was fun. Hope that was fun for you guys.
Yeah. That was like butter for your ears, I think.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Okay, date, bathe, or mate, Britney, Beyonce, Taylor Swift.
That's so easy.
Go.
Well, then okay.
You can go first. Date Taylor Swift. Obviously, for 3 to 6 months, yeah, because it'd be awesome, and then she would write a song about you, and you get kind of famous
yes.
that way.
Oh, for
yes,
sure.
Yes.
And then you'd bond with all the other people that had dated her.
Mm. Yeah.
So you got to date Tay, and then I would bathe Beyonce because she's like the hottest person, mm-hmm. and then I would raise a kid with Britney.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then you'd have the most FaceTime. You guys would be like BFF.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like,
yeah. Because you love Britney. Yes. That makes sense. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, mm-hmm. that would be my most Britney option, I think. And I just want, you know, I would love to raise Jaden.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine you running errands with Britney? It'd be like your favorite thing.
You know what I mean? Like, we would, like, wake and bake and put on giant sunglasses and, like, shitty tank tops. And, like,
like, you could just do that now without the kid.
I do.
Just, like, ask her, though. Do this with you?
If I could
down.
Just get to her, she'd be down.
Yeah.
Like, if
yeah.
she knew how much I like the
art. If I could just get to her.
Yeah. Like, it's so simple.
Your whole life is building to you smoking pot with Britney Spears.
Right?
Yeah.
You're getting really close, I feel like, each year.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's building.
Do you
up.
Think she smokes weed?
She definitely smokes cigarettes. Yeah. Weed, I feel like, I'm going to say she's, like, one of those, like, smokes it twice a year and is really bad at it.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
I feel like it would send her spiraling or something.
Yeah. Like, she probably knows to avoid everyone. So she's like, oh, my God, I'm feeling fun. I'm so naughty. I would be the friend that made her be, like, kind of a pothead. But, you know, I'm willing to start smoking cigarettes because that's what she's into.
I just, like, ruin your, yeah, fuck yeah. your lungs. Britney yeah. Spears, yeah. Yeah.
You could just vape together.
Yeah.
Right?
She doesn't vape.
She doesn't vape.
I think she's...
You guys will be friends.
Yeah.
She'll be in our, like, Golden Girls situation.
Mm. Yeah.
What a great, like, there's a pilot, right, guys?
Yeah.
Three, like, friends living as Golden Girls and then Britney Spears.
She's the Sophia of you guys.
Yes!
She would be.
Okay, what do you guys think? Do you guys have an answer for this? Britney Bay or T Swift?
I'd switch the Britney and the Beyonce one.
So you'd
so
raise
I could always
yeah.
be with Beyonce. Yeah.
I agree. That's what I think too.
The only thing with the attraction to me doing it with Britney is that I wouldn't like I love Beyonce, but I'm so jealous of her
Are
that
you?
Like
yeah, that's how I
feel like
Perry.
I would just be like constantly like, but I'm not you and I can't do this.
If you were raising a kid with her?
Yeah, just because, you know, she'd
oh, like,
be
she'd have
mom.
Like yeah, the cooler shit and you'd
yeah.
be like
and
yeah.
I'd be like
here's this.
You guys yeah, split a crayon nothing. Or
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Also like I this should go without saying, but I love Beyonce. Yeah.
yes.
But I love her as the artist. Like, I think in person, she's probably kind of boring.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that probably is true.
It's just, I don't want to hear it.
I do. I think, like, she's so calculating about what she puts out there. Like, I think she puts all of her, like, fierceness into her art. Whereas mm-hmm. with
like,
Britney,
there's nothing left.
There's nothing
yeah.
left. I think she's very vanilla and, like, so busy that she doesn't
imagine
really.
Imagine if she was boring.
She's probably boring.
Damn, that would suck, though. You hang out and you're just like, this is all you do? Like, watch The View or something?
Yeah.
Like, it's just
yeah,
super yeah. boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She probably just, like, yeah, probably exfoliates.
Yeah.
Like, do you want to try my new facial mask?
I mean, that does sound really
I
awesome.
Mean, yeah, I would do that.
It does sound bad, but yeah,
still,
she
you don't want
down.
Her to do that.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, she's probably spending all her time decompressing, so there's not really
yeah.
like, a lot.
Yeah.
I feel like it would...
Oh, Britney's... spending all of her time decompressing, but there's like no work. It's like, you know, she just flies to Vegas real quick and then she's back and like down the party.
Yeah. I feel like I would do the same thing, because like Beyonce would also like make me a little bit of a better person, I think.
Yes.
Like I'd be like, fine, I'll go to the gym with you. Fine, I'll like do all the shit that you do. And like it would like kick my ass to like get better.
I mean, like a healthier person?
Yeah, like a healthier person. And not that Britney is unhealthy.
Well, yeah, she is.
I mean, she is. She is.
But she has to work out.
But she's doing
too,
something, though.
Yeah.
She
absolutely really has to work out. Yeah.
I also feel
so
like.
Does Taylor, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're forgetting Tay.
Yeah, yeah, we really are.
Tay really got swept under the rug.
They're all statuesque and beautiful, yes.
Yeah. Bathe her and then drown her. Yeah. Do that. Steal her money, her song,
That's
something.
That's what somebody said. They were like, you don't. It always turns into bathe, turns into kill. That's what this girl said, too. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, because I also think, like, Britney should just be taken care of. So if you just were to give Britney a bath, it'd be like, hey, somebody needs to just give something back to you every once in a while. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that would just be like a nice thing to do for her.
She'd probably really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As long as you weren't weird about it.
Yeah. Probably.
I think, gosh, this is hard. I think I would... Taylor Swift, I think... I'm trying to think if I would platonically raise a kid with her. She'd probably get so annoying, though.
She'd be a nightmare to raise a kid with.
Yeah.
You think? I mean, I know, but I just want to know why.
Yeah. She seems... Okay, Taylor Swift is odd to me, because I actually feel like she's almost like a hybrid of Beyonce and Britney, where I feel like there's something very real about her. Like I think like her little laughs in her songs and stuff are like genuine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think there's... But she's been like a superstar her entire life.
Yeah.
And I feel like she's a very calculating person.
Yeah.
And like, not, I mean, let's be honest, like, there's a reason none of these relationships work out.
Yeah. And that's been a lot.
It's been a lot.
She's pretty young.
Yeah.
I mean, I've dated about the same amount of people, you know, and I just wasn't ready till I was ready. So maybe that's what she is.
I get the feeling that she's really high maintenance and like I could see her being like passive aggressive.
Mm-hmm. Right.
God,
right.
I fucking hate that.
I know.
She probably is like that.
Right?
Yeah. So no way raising a
kid.
Well,
she is
her.
Because she's experiencing all this stuff in relationships and then being like saving it up so she can write about
a song.
It.
Right. Totally. Which I love as a listener.
Well, mm-hmm. And like, but also which I can relate to, because a lot of my dating was like, I wasn't being inventive enough in my stand up. So I was like, oh, well, I'll just fuck this guy and then talk about that. You know what I mean? So I get it.
Yeah. Oh, shit. You guys are the same.
Maybe we need to raise a kid. Maybe we need to raise a kid to be a passive aggressive asshole.
And I mean, I think you could probably deal with her bullshit.
Maybe. I don't know. Well, it depends. It, you know, she's obviously like very headstrong and stuff, but that's good. Like, I don't think that's a bad thing.
Not at all.
No, not at all.
Like,
and it works,
people.
Obviously, it's working very well for her.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I would. I don't know. I can't answer this.
This is a hard one.
Where's the bathing taking place? Like, is it at
is
your
it
home?
In their,
yeah. Is it
I'm
their,
assuming
their
in
mansion?
Their very nice, like, bathtub.
Yeah.
In their bathtub?
Oh, okay. That's kind
right?
of tight.
And a nice one?
Why was I picturing Burke Williams?
Like, in public?
Because you know how to treat a girl.
Oh, wait. Is that a spa? That's a
spa.
Yeah.
Going down like a spa. Right,
that one's really weird because it's like you serving them. Like, what are you getting out of that?
Yeah.
Like, seeing them.
Like, what do you make awkward small talk with them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. I just want to know where it's taking place.
Okay, this is what I would do.
I would have someplace like a mansion. Like, I would pick the mansion.
I think I would date Beyonce for 3 to 6 months because I would like want to go on a world tour with her and like party hard for like 6 months of my life and then know it forever.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would like Taylor Swift. I would strike up a deal so that like I bathe her when she gets old, and since none of her relationships have worked out, I'll be the one to bathe her.
Oh, that's really smart.
That's very thoughtful.
Yeah,
that's sweet.
And then I guess I'll raise a child with Britney too, because she seems the most fun.
Come on, that'd be fun as fuck.
She seems the most fun to hang out with, like, day to day, for
no
sure.
No question. Yeah.
And, like, the most casual about, like, oh, yeah, you pick him up, or, you know.
Oh, yeah. There's not going to be. Okay, there's the other thing about the Britney versus
Beyonce.
She'd
be way more casual.
Yeah, there's not going to be any no gluten. There's not going to be any
Cheetos
no
for sure.
Yeah. She does Cheetos. Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing. Way better snacks at Britney's house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's
that's
not
true.
Instilling the vegan diet that Beyonce is.
Mm hmm.
Which is ironic because I don't smoke cigarettes and I'm close to vegan, but I'd still rather be at the house with the Cheetos.
You'd rather smoke and eat junk food.
You want the choice.
I'm destroy my body for Britney Spears.
Yeah. I will absolutely destroy my body.
That would be so funny if you did end up hanging out with her and like you just, you know, like like ballooned up and you're like, I don't care. Like, yeah. I am friends with forever.
Is it?
That might happen.
It's possible.
Do it.
God. Oh man. I feel like Taylor Swift would be so ungrateful for a bath though. When she's old, maybe.
She'd be like, she would complain.
She'd like be texting while you were bathing her now.
Or be like, you're washing me wrong or something.
Yeah. And she'd write a song.
And then there'd be a song like, you bathed me wrong and now I'm gonna get you back.
I'll show you how to get me wet right.
Yeah. There you go.
You guys just wrote it.
I feel like I would honestly try to like do something sexual with whoever I was bathing.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It's slippery. Yeah. They don't know.
I didn't know if that was part of it or not.
It'd be hard to give a platonic bath.
While we're talking about Taylor Swift, can we just talk about John Mayer? Like how... We need to contain him. Like, we need to take him away from the celebrity population.
Who's he dating now?
Yeah, is he still relevant?
That was
right
a part
now?
In Pitch Perfect 2 where they do the riff off and the songs are like, songs about butts, whatever. And it's like, I dated John Mayer was one of the options.
It's That's never funny. Good news if you're dating John Mayer. Yeah. Like, you are cruising for a bruise.
Okay, I'm going to look up right now who he's dating.
Yeah. He dated Katy Perry.
Jennifer
Taylor,
Aniston.
Jen.
Oh, he dated Taylor Swift,
yeah,
too?
That's what Bad Blood is about.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's
what,
like,
really?
Mm-hmm, I think
she's
so.
Still writing songs about him? Because they dated forever ago.
Well, yeah. They still have
I
Bad Blood.
I guess you're allowed
she's
to write
bitter, yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
I thought
yeah.
Bad Blood.
She
that's
holds
why
grudges.
I Bad Blood. I thought Bad Blood was a girl diss track. Maybe not.
Oh, yeah. Katy Perry. Did he date Katy
I thought it was about Katy Perry.
Oh.
I thought Katy Perry had problems with her
oh,
because...
Oh, he's dating Katy Perry now? I
again?
About
is
that.
About...
Oh.
You know, dissing girls. There's a lot of girls in that video, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it's about.
No, we got bad.
I'm just basing it off
it
that.
It sounds like it was a romantic relationship. And oh,
okay.
I don't think we can solve.
No, yeah, the video's about girls. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it is about girls. I always thought it was about a guy.
I thought I had read that it was about Katy Perry.
Vanessa Carlton. Jennifer Love Hewitt. He's really.
Oh, boy.
No, really. It's Trail of Tears.
Yeah.
Jessica Simpson.
He's the dick you sit on when shit has gotten down to rock bottom.
Like you're spiraling down.
Yeah.
And then like in midst of like fucking him, you're like, what am I doing with my life?
Like you have to have
like so like freaked out.
You have to have that moment where you look down and you realize that you after having watched his behavior with everyone else that you
it's like a same pattern, and you fell for it.
Yeah. I mean, God, haven't we all had at least one John Mayer?
Yeah, for sure.
God, I think
it was John Mayer.
your body is a wonderland. You're the one.
You know what's really weird is I have had his song stuck in my head nonstop the past 3 weeks that, like, fathers be good to your daughter. What a weird song that is.
That song is really dumb.
Yeah. And why is it in my head also?
Well, and it's also ironic because I'm sure that if you sleep with John Mayer, you automatically have daddy issues.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for sure.
Yeah.
Ah, man, I feel like
maybe that's where it got inspired. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I love John
Mayer.
Fathers
be good to your daughters. They're fucked up and then they fuck me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody should fuck me. That's why. See, he wouldn't put out a warning that he willingly knew would get him less pussy. I feel like he's such a pussy hound.
Of course.
Yeah. He seems like he's going to get really scarvy later in life. Like, he's going to wear a lot of scarves.
Yeah.
Probably. Oh, yeah.
Like, multiple.
He's, like, leading up to that.
I
right
will
now.
Say, though, we've got to go to break. But, like, I think about a lot, like, what kind of person I would be if I was a dude. Mm-hmm. And, like, and also if I was, like, a celebrity dude. And I would probably be awful. I would probably be John Mayer.
Oh, the biggest player.
Yeah.
That's really humbling to admit.
It's just true. Yeah. Like, knowing how I am, I'd be John Mayer, you guys. Like, no big deal.
Absolutely. I mean, like, a monster. Really.
Yeah, I would
be
terrible.
The only reason I'm not a monster is because I'm a woman.
Yeah.
I know. So, like, that's great.
Thank God you're a woman right now sitting here.
Thank you, patriarchy, I guess.
Thank you.
No, yeah. I mean, a lot of the behaviors that I exhibited when I was like single with guys, if I had been a guy doing that to a girl,
it'd be so creepy and awful.
Yeah.
It already was creepy and awful.
I agree. No, I feel like I would be a horrible creep if I was a guy. So,
right. We're going to go deal with that.
Hey, and we're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Tess.
I'm Tracy.
Hell yeah. Hi. Tracy Marquez is our guest. And we just had a big revelation before the break.
Barbara and I suck.
How do you guys feel about us now?
I think less of you.
No,
yeah, I think
you should.
Yeah, I'm going to be nicer just in case like some bizarre thing happens and you turn into men.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I mean,
and then
I
we'll
think
be down.
The
we'll
thing is,
down.
As a woman, if I turn into a man now or if I transition or something, I think having the experience as a woman would definitely make me different.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. If you were born
but
a
I
man.
Think, yeah, I mean, oh, if I was born okay. a man, yeah, not yeah. if I like, you know, decided. Transform. You know.
If we started at ground zero as men.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because so I'm also already, like, I'm also kind of cocky, too.
Yeah.
Really, I am.
Yeah.
So then, like, a huge cock would just make that worse.
I mean,
so.
Yeah, if I was like, if I was mean, just that
yeah,
dude.
If I had a big, I would just whip that out all the time.
Oh,
I'd
yeah.
be that guy. I'm we sorry.
Just show your dick to everybody.
Yeah.
Check
like on
out.
The subway, man. On the bus. I'm that person.
I hadn't been to a mic for a little while, and I like went to open mic. And literally the first comic who got on stage was a trans guy. Mm-hmm. And he was somebody, I guess, had just shown their penis or something. Or I think shown a dildo before that. I hadn't seen it.
Classic open mic.
Yeah. And and he was like, you know, like I'm trans and I bought this like one, this, you know, this piece that pumps up and I'm wearing it right now. And it kind of makes me want to just pull it out. And I was like, yeah,
pull
do it.
It.
Yeah.
And so he did. And it was awesome. And I was like, yes, I love comedy. Like I was just so excited because it was like literally the first thing that happened like after I hadn't been to one in a while.
That's awesome.
And he was like all excited about it. I was like, yeah, fuck yeah, do it. Who cares?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like we're asking you to. You're not just doing it.
Yeah. Consent is the key.
Yeah, exactly. I have, there's been a handful of times in my life where I've asked someone to show me their cock like a stranger. It's usually been at bachelorette parties, but you know, when you ask for it, it's perfectly welcome.
Yeah. It's great.
Exactly.
That's all we're asking is for consent on this podcast.
Or for, you know, the whole world.
Yeah.
Yeah, just in general.
Speak for everyone.
Yeah, just in general. It's fun.
Okay, this... speaking of dicks, I just keep thinking about the Lenny Kravitz. I know this one.
Oh my god, we haven't talked about it.
Yes.
It's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Still making
in my life.
Music is the first thing I thought.
And
then I watched
the
that Vine over and over
looks
again.
That's great.
Yeah.
I can't even. That is the funniest thing
it's
I've ever
so
seen. In my life.
The gift
is great.
It's so funny.
Because it pops out. If you guys don't know what we're talking about, immediately Google Lenny Kravitz's dick or whatever.
Yeah.
You have to.
You can just probably Google Lenny and it'll pop up.
Yeah.
Just L, it'll probably.
Yeah.
You have to see. You have to see the Vine of it because the Vine is far away. There's a few reincarnations.
It's hypnotizing. It's amazing.
It's far away, so it's like so quick.
Yeah.
He literally
you
he squats down and it's like it just pops out and then he jumps up and like
all in time to the music.
Yes.
All in time to the music.
And it's this
amazing.
Weird salsa music playing in the background.
It is it's like he was intending to build up to it and it's just
and it like I showed it to somebody and they're like, wow, that it just like drills out of his
face. It does.
Yeah.
It's like whoa,
gravity.
Like it's on a mission.
Yeah. It wanted to come out.
It did. I mean you can wear leather pants and no I guess you have to without
I think you have to wear no underwear.
Yeah.
Or I would wear a thong.
Maybe something.
Yeah.
His reaction to it was amazing. Did you guys see his tweet that he posted?
No, what did he say?
It was
say?
Amazing. All he posted was a screen cap of a text from Steven Tyler, and it says, "Dude, no underwear and pierced. Fuck me. You never showed me that shit." And then hashtag penisgate, and that's all he said about it.
That's amazing.
So he's just like...
What? Happened.
He's like, I'm Lenny Kravitz. Who gives a shit?
Steven Tyler's texting him about it.
Also, I'm really impressed. He only has 7 unread messages. Which is like
that's super impressive.
More impressive. Like for Lenny Kravitz.
That's really organized.
I usually
have
more than that.
Yeah, he's really responsible.
Yeah.
Texting back.
I just love Steven Tyler being like, you never showed me your pierced penis, man. Come on.
Do you guys think Steven Tyler's dick has a tiny little scarf?
Definitely.
I bet.
Yeah.
That's how he comes.
Steven Tyler's scarf is like graceful. And then Lenny Kravitz, that was the other beautiful thing about that. It was like he's still making music, then the Vine. Then when he started to Google the stories, we got to be reminded of that giant scarf.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That was like, that's the most ridiculous item of clothing I've ever seen, including Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's like, why does he have it?
Who gave him that?
Yeah, that was what a beautiful gift.
Yeah.
Just thank you, Lenny. Thank you, your pants. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you, Steven Tyler.
Awesome.
Thank you, Steven Tyler.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, penises.
Yeah.
Thank you, penises.
Yeah. For everybody involved.
Penis
talk.
Yeah. I love it, though.
Oh, man.
All right, let's do some, speaking of penis talk, let's do some lady problems. This is Tracy's favorite song, everyone.
feel like I'm on Unsolved Mysteries.
Lady problems.
We know that you do, and if you have one, send them to ladytolady@maximumfun.org.
That's right. Send them on in.
All right. Hi, ladies. A while ago, despite some misgivings, I got into a relationship with my supervisor at work. Spoiler alert, it didn't last long, and it didn't end well. He ended up dating another employee, beginning that relationship at a party with all of my work friends in attendance who bore witness to their activities. Thankfully, I wasn't there. I got over the relationship itself pretty quickly, but I have two lingering problems that are a little complex. First, the supervisor in question has since changed companies, but I still have to work in close proximity with the employee he dated. When they continued the relationship, they started while I was in mine. After that one ended, I did what I thought was the mature thing to do and sat down with her and told her in very clear terms, I'm hurt, but I'm not angry at you, and I hope we can continue working professionally together. Thought the conversation went well. She decided her course of action would be to spread rumors about me behind my back. Luckily, I've got a lot of friends at work who are less than impressed. Now, how do I work with this woman when I can't trust her professionally or personally? To make matters worse, if I ever bring up concerns, it just sounds like I'm still bitter over a relationship I've long since moved on from. And yes, everyone knows all about the drama. He couldn't be considerate enough to be discreet at any point. And secondly, I'm having trouble even imagining future relationships. I find myself believing that I'm second-class goods. No, you're not. Only worth holding on to until something better comes along, like a placeholder. I know it's stupid, but I can't get out of this rut. Any advice you have would be great. I love the show, and I've been a long-time listener.
Ooh. Well, I think you're not as over it as you think you are.
Mm. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, let's be upfront.
Yeah, I think that it's still upsetting you, which I get. I mean, you know, this shit is not something that you could just get over easily, especially when you see them with someone else right away and it's at work. Like, that's
and
all.
And then everyone else knows about
thing.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does it sounds like they got to get, like, this other relationship started before they'd broken up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I
guess
so. Shittier.
Yeah.
It makes sense why you would still be upset by it.
Of course.
Yeah.
And she says the relationship started at a party, which means they were, making out in front of everyone at a party? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. They're terrible people.
Yeah. They're trash. They're both trash.
Yeah.
Yeah. They both suck.
Don't fuck at work.
I guess she's probably not going to now.
Don't
mix those worlds up.
PSA. I mean, we're
kind of lucky because we're in a place where, like, we have different jobs a lot. So, like, you know, you're not going to be at, like, an office building for the next 10 years of your life.
Yeah.
You might work with somebody and move on and, like, it could be okay.
Yeah.
So.
But, yeah, don't fuck people that you're, but you know that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I would just say just be professional with this woman. I mean, you don't really have an option. You're going to have to take the higher road, you know?
Absolutely. Because it doesn't sound like the woman is her superior either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't she talk to someone higher up and be like, this girl is like spreading rumors about me? And,
but then it also does sound like, you know, like relationship-y. I mean, I guess that's good. If they're affecting your work and stuff, then obviously, yes.
It also sounds like everyone in the office, or at least your friends, are on your side and they get that it was shitty. So, like...
Yeah, so if no one's believing the rumors, then who cares? I know it sucks still.
Yeah.
Yeah, if no one's believing the rumors, don't worry too much about that. And you know what the deal is, and forget them. And it's probably going to be really uncomfortable to deal with her, but just try to be as, like, curt and professional as you can whenever you have to deal with her. Hopefully it's not too much.
Yeah, try to avoid as much as possible if you can.
But I think the bigger issue is that you feel like you're second class goods.
Yeah, which is bullshit.
Yeah, which is bullshit. I think related to maybe not being over this. Like, if this is what caused you to feel that.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, this guy sucks. He's an asshole. Yeah. So don't treat the way that you feel is just because based on this guy's opinion. This guy obviously is not good at, you know, being a person. So fuck him. His opinion doesn't matter. I think you just gotta, I don't know, just fuck this guy. Like, go on and move on and, like, try to meet a bunch of dudes who don't obviously work there. And
Hard though when you're not confident. Like, it's such a self-perpetuating cycle.
It is. Yeah. Well, like, find ways to, like, be confident in other aspects of your life, and maybe, like, the rising tide will bring it all up.
Like, focus on, like, maybe being, like, his supervisor.
Yeah, there you go.
Get that fucking raise, girl.
Yeah.
Well, like, get your, like, work friends to, like, you guys, like, all your girlfriends that go out dancing or something, like, yeah, like, have, get out, be around people, like, meet somebody at a bar, even if you're just flirting with somebody, like, it doesn't need to, anything needs to happen, but just, like, find little ways to get your confidence back in spaces where you feel safe.
I think that is true. I think, like, because I think a lot of times you get overwhelmed because you're like, I don't want a relationship anymore, but it doesn't have to be a relationship. It, yeah, literally can just be like, go have fun and, like, try and flirt with some rando dudes. Yeah. Nothing can really go wrong. There's really nothing that can go wrong there, mm-hmm, if you just keep it at that level. And then, mm-hmm, if you want to take it further, you can. Mm-hmm. If not, cool, you just had fun flirting with somebody, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can definitely, I think, I'm going to say you have, like, a, what do you think is the window for ghosting? One date? Two dates?
What is ghosting, yeah, again? When you just fade out?
Fade to black.
Or you just don't say, hey, yeah, it's not working out, peace.
Yeah, you just
stop.
You don't even text back.
What are you asking?
She's saying she could go out with these guys and then ghost them.
I guess. I mean, I don't think that's what she said. She wants to do.
I don't know if she'd be down, like, for
come
that.
From, though?
Yeah, where does,
like,
it, what is that?
I'm, like, building confidence to just be like, yeah, fuck all these guys. Forget it.
No, I was saying it.
Like, you don't have to think of it as a big thing.
Yeah, yeah. You could just, yeah, yeah, it's not a big deal if you
get some free dinners.
Get, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't think that that's good, because to me the anxiety would be in, like, but I feel bad. I don't want to, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't think about that far down the road, I would, yeah, say.
I'm just saying, if you need to ghost,
date two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Date, yeah, two. Like, it's, yeah, not about features. Don't go on, like, unnecessary dates or get too, I mean, maybe just remember that if you're getting freaked out about the idea of, like, dating someone, like, you could always just bone out.
Yeah.
Also, we've talked about it so many times at this point in the podcast. Go see Magic Mike XXL. Oh.
Yes.
That gave me, yes, that movie literally gives you confidence. I'm not, yes, kidding you.
No, like, for real.
You know, totally. It really does. Mm. Yeah.
I was very drunk when I saw that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
go
early.
See it again.
Me too.
Oh, great. Great. Yeah. I think that's how probably everyone saw it.
Yeah. But it really is, yeah, like a great film. It's all different kinds of women just being like, fuck yeah. Like, this is cool. There's somebody, mm-hmm, just entertaining for me. And, like, that's what you deserve, is some form of that, you know?
Yeah.
Somebody, well, like, who's kind of trying to make you smile and,
yeah, hold on, find your magic mic.
Yeah,
everyone deserves XXL. Their magic, yeah, mic. XXL.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember one time I was getting an ingrown toenail operated on.
Okay, hilarious. Already.
Can't wait to see how you spin this.
And I was waiting in the doctor's office, and I heard him come in, and he, like, told the receptionist, I guess he'd been golfing all day, and she was like, how was golf? And he was like, horrible. I only came back to work because I had to do something I was good at. And I was like, aww, that's always, like, stuck with me. Like, even though he was, like, just going to be operating on my ingrown toenail, like, he knew to do something he was good at to raise his confidence because of his bad golf game.
That's amazing.
That's great, though.
Cool, from this lady problem to that story.
I love that. I love that,
perfectly,
though.
Perfectly, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, even if your thing is, you know, toenails, do something you're good at
go to
a lot.
Work on Tessa's toenails.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't, work they're
on,
so nasty.
Work on operating, get a degree in operating on toes.
No, go cut this guy's toes off.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Make them,
oh, yeah.
There you go.
How, yeah, I mean, I think just act professional with this girl. There's really not a lot you can, yeah, do. You're not going to go down to her level.
No.
Better than that.
Keep, I mean, that's hard. When someone thinks shitty to you, it's so hard not to stoop down to their,
yeah,
level.
Yeah.
It's like, but a go-to.
It's better, yeah, in the long run, though, just, yeah, to, like, be the bigger person.
For sure.
I would say this about work shittiness, especially if you're having, like, passive aggression with someone. Mm-hmm. If you're in an email situation with her and she pisses you off, mm-hmm, don't reply until you're not as mad.
Yeah,
yeah,
definitely.
Sending emails,
write that,
man.
Write that draft. Don't send it.
Exactly.
Yes.
Get out all your feelings and all that.
Definitely.
Shit.
And, like, if she's being, like, shitty, like, make sure you're CCing on people. If she's, like, being weird or, like, not doing what she needs to be, like, no, this is work. We're gonna be professional about, like, out professional her if she's being passive aggressive and shitty.
And obviously, this probably isn't an option, but I don't know. Work somewhere else. Nah, that's probably not an option.
Yeah, let's just treat, like, she's probably at her career. Let's just pretend she's there. You know.
Get another job. Run. Yeah. Run away from the problem.
I like becoming her boss. I like,
yeah,
I like,
yeah,
that.
Solid.
Move up that
become
fucking
the CEO
ladder.
Of the, yeah, whole fucking place.
I think, yeah, that's a good plan.
Yeah, yeah, that's, and then the thing. Burn it to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Get buy the insurance her money.
Yeah.
Buy your own Magic mic.
Yeah. There you go.
Magic mic is always a solution. I smell so bad I didn't put it on deodorant.
It's all good. Replace her deodorant with dead fish. And
I mean, yeah,
she'll
you can also do
stinks.
A lot of weird little shit to her that'll really fuck her up. You know, like an Amelie when they fuck up the neighbor.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like, and they
little,
do all that
like, random things.
Yeah, those little things where like go into her office and move everything over half an inch every day for six months or whatever.
There you go.
That's
fun. And then move it back and like fuck with her.
And just like go out, have like a bitch session with like your work friends that know her, and then say everything and just be like, hey, I just got to bitch about this, and then I put it to bed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think
one
that's good.
Venting session.
Do one last one though.
Do one goodbye for all that shit.
Yeah.
Say fuck
and then
him.
Have your friends like stop you when you start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Be like, I'm saying everything now, and then we're done.
I
and
like then, that. That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that would be good. And then burn a doll of her in effigy at the very end.
Yeah.
yeah,
make it super dramatic.
As just become a witch and then put a hex on her.
Fuck yeah.
Become a witch, quit your job.
I would love to be a witch. Yeah.
Become a professional witch, obviously.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever get into witchcraft?
Nah.
I would love to. It
Is
just
that craft?
Seems like a lot.
That's about it.
I had a girl make me a potion once. Didn't work.
Oh, I did.
What was it for?
Love.
I did. Oh man, I did have the girl that my boyfriend in high school cheated on me with. I did cut her photo out of every yearbook that I had, and then I burned them all. So that happened.
So you are a fucking witch, right?
That's witchcraft.
I mean, I didn't say it. I didn't say a spell over it. I just burned her picture 12 times.
Wow, that probably felt really good.
It did feel really good. The ashes are probably in my room somewhere still.
Oh my God.
Probably.
What? Okay, that's
no. I like put like, them in a thing, and they're probably in a box.
You
somewhere.
Like rub it under your ears right to smell good.
Yeah,
I love the smell of enemy ash in the morning.
Okay, so Tracy, what's your Twitter handle?
Tracy_MARQ. Tracy Mark.
Follow her on Twitter. She's super fucking funny.
She's so
Thanks,
funny on
guys.
Twitter.
And anything else you want to shout out?
Shout out to my parents for giving birth to me.
Yeah,
good one.
Good.
Yeah. And to my cat.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know,
oh,
and she listens when I listen.
You have cute nephews. I see them on Instagram.
Thank
a lot.
You. Shout out to them.
Don't
too.
Listen to this. Don't listen to those nephews. No.
Yeah, listen to this when you're 18, please.
Yeah. And yeah, go see us September 7th at UCB.
We'll see you there.
Bye.
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 Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.